Ksuvas Perik Dalet Mishnah Yud 4:10. We have another Tanai Ksuba here, this one known as the Benin Dichrin condition. Benin Dichrin, Aramaic, it means Banin is like Banim, boy, children. Dichrin, the Zion turns to a Dalet often in Aramaic, like Zacharin, meaning male. So these are the male offspring. And it's a special Tanai condition which says that if a man would have two wives, so if wife A brings in certain property or has extra promises made to her in her ksuba, so it's specifically her sons who inherit her assets that come into the marriage and not the other rival wives, not the stepchildren would not inherit. The idea here is that Chazal wanted people to give a proper dowry to their daughters to ensure that they would get good shaduchim and get married. And there would be a concern that if, let's say, the grandfather would give a big dowry, something special to his daughter, then the grandchildren, if they wouldn't inherit them, the grandfather would be hesitant to give such a good dowry. And therefore, I don't like that. I'll do one more time. Ksuvas Perik Dalet Mishnah Yud 4:10. This Mishnah has another one of the Tanai Ksuba, a condition that's built into Ksuba, whether it's written or not. And it's known as the Benin Dichrin condition. Benin, Aramaic for Banim, meaning children, and Dichrin, Aramaic for Zacharim. Oftentimes the Zion of Hebrew turns to a Dalet in Aramaic. So it means the male offspring condition, the Tanai. And the idea here, the basic outcome of this condition is that if a man has two wives, let's say A and B, if A has an Ksuba, either it's Ikr Ksuba or Tosefes Ksuba, the first 200 or additional amounts, or more importantly and more relevant to this topic, other Nechasim, other assets she brings in as a dowry, let's say her father gave her the villa in Tuscany. So the Benin Dichrin condition says that it will be her, Miss A's sons, who inherit the villa that came from their grandfather, and not Mrs. A's stepsons. They'll have no claim in it whatsoever. That's the Benin Dichrin condition, that a woman's sons will inherit the assets she brings in specifically, as opposed to the communal property, which will divide equally amongst all of the heirs. Now, the rationale for this condition is that Chazal wanted that people should give ample dowries to their daughters to ensure their daughters get good shidduchim. And if it would be that the father of the bride would be concerned that his villa would end up in, you know, some other random family's hands, or they have to split it and so on, he would not want to give her such a dowry. Therefore, Chazal said, and always is the case, the Benin Dichrin clause, the male sons, if there are multiple wives, will inherit from their mother. So then here's how it would play out then. The story of events is, first, the man has two wives, A and B. Each one of them brings in different assets. So the one who brought in the villa from Tuscany, if she dies first, so then in such a scenario, her husband would inherit the entire estate, the entire Tuscany villa, because he inherits his wife. But when he dies and they split up his estate, that villa will go exclusively to her sons, not her daughters, but her sons who inherit through Yerusha. So that's the idea. And the point of our Mishnah is whether or not this is explicitly mentioned inside of the Ksuba, it's a condition of the Ksuba, and therefore it's in effect, and therefore it's only her boys who inherit. Says the Mishnah inside, Lo Kasavla, even if he didn't write for her in her Ksuba, meaning he left it either not mentioned at all or no Ksuba for that matter, Benin Dichrin, the male children, the Yahavon Lechi Minai, that you will have from me, the Yahavon, that there will be Lechi, like Lach to you, Minai from me, Inun, they shall, Yirtun, from again the Shin of Hebrew, often becomes a tough in Aramaic, so it's like your shim becomes your tun. Ksaf, ksubasich, the money and other assets that are mentioned in your ksuba. Yaser al chulkeon, more, like separate from in addition to, the chulkeon, the portion, de im achehon, that in addition to what the other brothers are getting, the other, like the stepsons, are getting. So even if he didn't write that down, chayav, still he's required to pass on the money that was mentioned in her ksuba, Again, we're talking about Ikra Ksuba, Tosef Ksuba, and any other Nadunya, any other dowry that she came with. Shahu Tanai Bezdin, because that's how the Bezdin set it up, that's a condition, whether it was written or otherwise.